Don't set the bar very high.
You don't set the bar very high. We here absolutely do. All right, this is Factor Bullcrap. It's a chance for you to play along at home and enjoy the quiz on, well, let's just face it, it's trivial information, but it's fun. I make a statement, the gentlemen fight to the death and try and determine whether or not it is true or false by responding fact or bullcrap. Are we ready?
Yeah, Tom hasn't won in a while until last week. It is 9-6 for the season.
All right, here we go.
We've had four ties.
Four ties. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap, Cinco de Mayo celebrates Mexico's independence from Spain.
That's bullcrap.
That is bullcrap.
That's correct. Mexican Independence Day is September 16th. Cinco de Mayo is about Mexican defeating the French at the Battle of Puebla on May 5th, 1862.
Siete de Diciembre. We get drunk for that, too.
Si. Una más cerveza, por favor. More people celebrate Cinco de Mayo in the United States than in Mexico. Fact or bullcrap?
By far. Fact.
Fact.
It is fact. It is actually a relatively minor holiday in Mexico. Of course it is. How big of a deal is it to defeat the French?
Right. In Mexico, stupid gringos.
But we buy their tequila. All right. The Mexican flag has a cactus on it. Fact or bullcrap?
Oh, Let's see. The Mexican flag has that white part in the middle. Mm-hmm. Green and red.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a little...
And there is that logo. There's picture? That something in the middle of the flag.
Is it a cactus? Is there a cactus? I'm going to say that this is fact.
Bullcrap.
It's fact. The middle of the flag shows a golden eagle standing on a cactus eating the worm out of the tequila bottle.
No, it does not. It does not.
It's actually eating a snake.
It doesn't have a tequila bottle.
Arriba! All right, here we go. The largest Cinco de Mayo celebration takes place in San Antonio each year. Fact or bullcrap?
This is bullcrap. It's in El Paso, I believe.
All right, I'll agree. Bullcrap.
It is bullcrap, but it's not in El Paso. It's actually called the Festival de Fiesta Broadway, and it happens in Los Angeles. This year, they're expecting 300,000 people to become horribly intoxicated.
Week.
Yeah, whatever. Americans eat about 7 million pounds of avocados around Cinco de Mayo. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, it may be, but I think the biggest avocado eating frenzy is around the Super Bowl. So I will say this is bullcrap.
I believe this is bullcrap, too.
It is bullcrap, but it's actually much higher than 7 million pounds.
Wow.
81 million pounds of avocados on Cinco de Mayo.
There are very few things that are as good as some good guac, man. That's,
this is true. I have come in my older age to appreciate a good guacamole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't like actual avocados sliced on a sandwich. Don't do that. But guacamole, nice stuff.
Tom got all five of the Cinco de Mayo.
Well, look at you.
Buy me a Corona, will ya?
You raging alcoholic. All right, we now go to celebrities who have been robbed at gunpoint. I'm going to name a celebrity. You simply tell me fact. Yes, he's been robbed at gunpoint, or she, or bullcrap. No, they have not.
Right.
Justin Guarini, who was also on American Idol, was robbed at gunpoint while he was leaving an Idol taping in 2002. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
Bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. As far as we know, Justin has never been robbed at gunpoint. Michael Jordan was robbed at gunpoint during an in-store sneaker signing in Chicago last year. Fact or bullcrap?
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, that's why I'm robbing you. Give me your money.
Actually, I believe this is true. I think this is fact.
I think he was robbed, but not last year and not at a sneaker signing, so I'll say this is bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. A story circulated online about this in December of last year, but it was not true. Cal Penn, one of Tom's favorite people, from Harold and Kumar, was robbed at gunpoint in 2010. Fact or bullcrap?
I have no idea. Fact.
Bullcrap.
It's fact.
Yes.
He was in D.C. right after he resigned from his job as associate director of public engagement for the president.
Right. He quits his White House job, his plum White House job, and then gets robbed afterwards. That's
See, that's what you get.
Tom leads 7-5 here.
Well, there are two statements left. You could tie it up. Magician David Copperfield was robbed at gunpoint but used sleight of hand to make the robbers think his pockets were empty.
Well, if that's not true, it should be. But I'm going to say that this is bullcrap.
I think this is fact.
It is fact.
Oh, man, are you kidding me?
It was in 2006 in our favorite state of Florida. He turned his pockets inside out to show that he didn't have anything, but later he told the cops that he was actually carrying a wallet and his passport. Why would you rob?
That's a good skill to have, man.
That's brilliant. And you know what would have been better is if he had been able to, like, steal the watch from the guy that he was trying to rob him.
Yeah.
All right. Last but not least, here it is. The rapper 2 Chainz was robbed at gunpoint just last year. Fact or bullcrap?
Tom's got to go first. This is for a tie.
Well, I'll say fact.
Yeah, not knowing who 2 Chainz is. And if he was robbed, would he still have one chain left? Bullcrap.
What's the answer?
Oh, you guys both answered?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a fact.
Yes! Victory is mine.
Now, this is what's funny. He was in San Francisco. They made off with his wallet and his cell phone, but they did not get the 2 gold chains around his neck. There it is, WSAU. There concludes our fact or bullcrap. Please let us know how you did at home.
Listen to this, you guys. Some residents in Toronto want the city's public library to pull the Dr. Seuss book Hop on Pop. Because they say it encourages children to use violence against their fathers. Well, we did some digging here at The Tonight Show, and it turns out there are some other Dr. Seuss books that seem to encourage other bad habits.
Really?
That's true, yeah. I mean, take a look at a few of these. First, there's Green Eggs and Hangovers. That's not good. Here's another one. It's called Horton Hires a Hoe.
Horton Hires a Hoe?
Next, there's The Cat with the Tat. He has a lower back tattoo. Then we got, Are You My Dealer? I mean, I don't even know. This shouldn't relate to this. And finally, we have, There's One Spliff, Two Spliff, Red Spliff, Blue. Wait, what were we talking about? That's just not, you shouldn't have, kids shouldn't be able to read those.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.